Alaskans have a chance to give their opinion on an income tax tonight. Senators gave the tax a cool reception earlier today. Anchorage Republican Senator Kevin Meyer says his constituents oppose creating a new bureaucracy to collect an income tax while the permanent fund continues to pay dividends.
I think that's the part that's the hardest for people to accept, is just the inefficiencies of giving money to people and then taking it back via the income tax.
The House passed the income tax on April 15th. The House would require the income tax and an oil and gas tax increase if the state lowers permanent fund dividends and draws from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. The Constitution bars the legislature from dedicating money for future spending, but House members say the tax should be designated to fund schools. It's expected the income tax would raise about a quarter of the money needed to close the nearly $3 billion gap between what the state spends and what it raises. State Tax Division Chief Ken Alper says it's important to bring the state budget into balance. Alper says if there's a gap in the budget like the Senate majority has proposed, then the state risks making unplanned draws from permanent fund earnings.
That's where the biggest danger lies, because we have a permanent fund right now with very strict rules around it. Everyone knows what those rules are. We pay dividends, we generally do inflation proofing, we fund its own internal operations, and that's it. If we're going to change the way we manage the permanent fund, that is a generationally significant decision for Alaskans.
The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee was scheduled to begin hearing public testimony at 6 p.m.